Well, yeah, Chuck. I've heard telling Chuck and hay, but I don't know about wheat. I guess it do the same thing, right? Mm-hmm.
Talking about wheat, about how much wheat to an acre would you say is a pretty good yield?
I don't know anything about agriculture. Well,
could you just guess, maybe? Just not sure?
You couldn't. They plant wheat out there sometime, Mr. Dyer do, but now I don't know how much you make off of it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that ground yield.
I see. Well, what about how much corn do you suppose a farmer could load in his wagon to take to the mill at one time? Have any idea? Just not sure.
I've seen them load, have a cat load of corn in the mill and all that then. Have it ground, but now I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what my father had. A grist mill, he'd grind his corn and he wanted to make meal.
Mm-hmm. You're not sure about how many bushels or anything like that?
No.
What about, do you know what you call that grain that people feed horses with?
What, corn?
Corn or something else that they like to eat.
Oats.
Oats. What do you say that you do to oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
I don't know. I've never seen them grow oats. I've heard tell them all feeding horse oats, but I've never seen any grow.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard about people? Well, talking about thrashing oats?
No, they thrash wheat, but I guess they thrash oats. I guess like to do wheat, or they say thrash wheat, I know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me ask you about this expression. If we had to do a job together, you'd say that and have to do the job.
You and I?
In other words, not just one of us has to do it, but...
Both of us?
Mm-hmm. Or if it isn't you and I that have to do the job, say it's you and another man, you might say that and have to do it.
He and I? Mm-hmm. He and you?
Right. If it's, of course, it's you two, you would just say he and I. Right? Okay. What about if you went over to somebody's house and you knocked at their door and they were expecting you to come over and somebody inside said, "Who's that?" And you know that they would recognize your voice. Mm-hmm. So instead of just using your name, you might just say, "Oh, it's just
me."
Just me.
It's me.
Mm-hmm. Or what about if you're inside waiting on somebody to come over and it's a man and he knocks on the door and you know him, you recognize his voice, and somebody inside the room might say, "Well, who's that?" And you might tell him, "Oh, it's just..."
You know, if I know his name, I say, "Come on in, so-and-so, Mr. So-and-so. Mm-hmm. Come on in, whatever his name is." I call him by his name.
Or if you didn't want to use his name necessarily, you might just say, "Oh, it's just..."
I see it. I don't understand. I'd call his name, I guess.
Well, there could be one way of doing it. Say, if the person that you're talking to inside of the room, mm-hmm, knows the person and he's expecting him to come over, you might not have to use his name. You might say, "Oh, that's just..." Could say it's just him or something like that. Could you possibly say that? Or would you say something like that or something else?
Mm-hmm. Oh, if I knew his name, I'd just